It was for nothing, he knew. If you cannot open the door to a bedroom, you cannot sleep in its bed. He slid himself through the door and lifted himself onto the bed, which he knew to be cold, though he could not feel it. The moon seemed unable to leave him alone and shone full on him as he lay there, wide-eyed and empty, unable now to remember what sleep was or how to do it. The horror of hollowness lay on him, the horror of lying ceaselessly and forever awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. He had nowhere to go, nothing to do when he got there, and no one he could go and wake up who wouldn't be utterly horrified to see him. The worst moment had been when he had seen Richard on the road, Richard's face frozen white in the windscreen. He saw again his face and that of the pale figure next to him. That had been the thing which had shaken out of him the lingering shred of warmth at the back of his mind which said that this was just a temporary problem. It seemed terrible in the night hours, but would be all right in the morning when he could see people and sort things out. He fingered the memory of the moment in his mind and could not let it go. He had seen Richard, and Richard, he knew, had seen him. It was not going to be all right. Usually when he felt this bad at night, he popped downstairs to see what was in the fridge, so he went now. It would be more cheerful than this moonlit bedroom. He would hang around the kitchen, going bump in the night. He slid down and partially through the banisters, wafted through the kitchen door without a second thought, and then devoted all his concentration and energy for about 5 minutes to getting the light switch on. That gave him a real sense of achievement, and he determined to celebrate with a beer. After a moment or two of repeatedly juggling and dropping a can of Foster's, he gave it up. He had not the slightest conception of how he could manage to open a ring pull, and besides, the stuff was all shaken up by now, and what was he going to do with the stuff, even if he could get it open? He didn't have a body to keep it in. He hurled the can away from him, and it scuttled off under a cupboard. He began to notice something about himself, which was the way in which his ability to grasp things seemed to grow and fade in a slow rhythm, as did his visibility. There was an irregularity in the rhythm, though, or perhaps it was just that sometimes the effects of it would be much more pronounced than at others. That, too, seemed to vary according to a slower rhythm. Just at that moment it seemed to him that his strength was on the increase. In a sudden fever of activity, he tried to see how many things in the kitchen he could move or use or somehow get to work. He pulled open cupboards, yanked out drawers, scattering cutlery on the floor. He got a brief whir out of the food processor. He knocked over the electric coffee grinder without getting it to work. He turned on the gas on the cooker hob, but then couldn't light it. He savaged a loaf of bread with a carving knife. He tried stuffing lumps of bread into his mouth, but they simply fell through his mouth to the floor. A mouse appeared, but scurried from the room, its coat electric with fear. Eventually, he stopped and sat on the kitchen table, emotionally exhausted but physically numb. How, he wondered, would people react to his death? Who would be most sorry to know that he had gone? For a while, there would be shock, then sadness. Then they would adjust, and he would be a fading memory as people got on with their own lives without him, thinking that he had gone on to wherever people go. That was a thought that filled him with the most icy dread. He had not gone. He was still here. He sat facing one cupboard that he hadn't managed to open yet because its handle was too stiff, and that annoyed him. He grappled awkwardly with a tin of tomatoes and then went over again to the large cupboard and attacked the handle with the tin. The door flew open, and his own missing, blood-stained body fell horribly forward out of it. Gordon hadn't realized up to this point that it was possible for a ghost to faint. He realized it now and did it. He was woken a couple of hours later by the sound of his gas cooker exploding.